It is the Roster Doctors. I am Jim. He is Craig. We are here for yet another week of fantasy football, week 5.
No doubt. As a matter of fact, it is basically, if you make it through week 4 into week 5, you're, for most leagues, you're already 1/4 of the way through the regular season. It is time to do a little self-scouting, evaluation of your team and see where you're at this point record-wise, injury-wise, and that's what we're here for, Roster Docs. Roster Doctors, you can follow us on Twitter, as a matter of fact, at Roster Docs WSBT, and we are here to help the peoples each and every week, Jim, as we get your lineups. We go through a lot of guys who thrilled you and killed you, of course, the waiver wire. And we'll talk about something we really haven't hit on that much, and that's the trade value. Another thing that we really haven't hit on that much, but when you're going to do self-evaluations of your team, look at some of the other teams that you are playing against and see if you can help each other. That's the best way we can put it. We'll get more into talking about trades in just a little bit. But again, coming out of week 4, going into week 5, you know where you're at record-wise. You need to look at, of course, buys are going to be important as you look at upcoming buys. Not too many teams got hurt last week or this week with buys, but there's some big ones coming. This week, bye weeks, is out of Detroit Lions and Miami Dolphins. You're not playing a lot of these guys. You may be playing streaming Matt Stafford. Kenny Galladay is probably your number one, number two / wide receiver. Of course,
T.J. Hockenson. Although he's out with a concussion anyway.
The running back, Kerryon Johnson, you're going to be missing for this week. Next week, though, is a big one. It's the first really big one. Week 6, and to look ahead, the Bills are out. So if you've been playing Frank Gore as your number two or number three, or maybe your flex running back, of course, Allen is going to be out for the Colts. Their quarterback, you're going to be missing him.
Jacoby Brissett, yeah.
Brissett, Mac. The Bears are also off, so if you're playing the Bears defense, you're going to be want to look for another defense between this week and next week. And the Raiders, and Jacobs, and of course the tight end for the Raiders, who's been doing really well. So yeah, you need to start looking ahead to your bye weeks as we get you ready. And that's what we're here for. We're trying to pinpoint some guys that you can look at the waiver wire and or via trades.
Man, that's 2 Sundays from now. We're not going to have anything to watch on TV around here.
Yeah, I know. Don't remind me.
What are we going to do?
Well, there's always plenty of games around, but local teams here in the Michiana area, Colts and Bears being off. You'll be looking at regional coverage if you stay home.
Right. A lot of Green Bay.
I can imagine that. Yeah,
or the package. Or just binging the Masked Singer. So.
That's your thing.
Huh? Yeah. It's Paul Schaefer.
Oh, man. Oh, it's interesting. It is. but we're here to talk fantasy, though. We can always talk about the Masked Singer and The Voice.
That's going to be another podcast. Yeah, that's going to be later down the road. So
That'll work. With trades, as that I really want to hit on this for a little bit. Again, pinpoint your weakness on your fantasy team. This is a good time to do it. Coming out of week 4, going into week 5, look for possible moves, including trades that might help. We've harped on the waiver wire a lot, Jim, as we've done this show. But now at this point, trades are rarely win-win for both teams, 100%. Right. There's no even up. But you try to make it so, like I said earlier, that both teams get something out of it and they address a need. Or let's say, for instance, that a guy picked up like Wayne Gallman last week because Le'Veon Bell was out. And he has 2 good running backs now. He doesn't need Wayne Gallman. You could use him.
Mm-hmm.
Now's a good time to try to size up. Maybe he's weak at wide receiver, and maybe you can make a decent trade to try to get you a Wayne Gallman that'll help you out for the next couple weeks, because then he is a starting running back. But again, I mean, not trying to be specific, just in general, you have to evaluate the trades and also make sure you don't get fleeced.
With one of my teams, I've been hit hard because of the Tyreek Hill injury back in week 1.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been looking on the waiver wire in this league that I'm in, and there is
slim pickings?
Nothing. It has been dry.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I'm probably one of those guys who's looking at, shoring up my wide receiving core.
Right.
I mean, Brandon Cook's been okay. Brandon Cooks has actually performed a little bit better than I thought that he would.
Yeah, but he's still consistent.
He's not a number one guy.
No, no.
You know, like Tyreek Hill is.
No. So you're kind of.
Yeah.
You need to go get somebody.
Right. Somebody's got to have something for me out there.
Yeah. And it's just a good time to look at trades. Because you still have hope, and other teams still have hope, even if it may have started out a little slow, depending on the league. Maybe you got the injury bug. Maybe he's missing. You're missing, or somebody else is missing a Saquon Barkley, which is a bona fide top three pick in most leagues throughout the country. This is another way of trading that you can help your roster without having to go the slim pickings route.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, too. One team will have a hurt or underperforming player, but you have a feeling that coming up, there's some favorable matchups for him as well.
Right.
And you can kind of, if this guy's kind of struggling coming out the gate, you can kind of pick him up on the cheap via trade, and he could get him at a good time where some favorable matchups when he's went through a tough first 3-4 weeks of the regular season could help benefit him and help benefit you to get him back on track.
Well, guy, maybe like a Tariq Cohen or a... because I've got him on a couple of my teams, and I haven't exactly been using him a whole heck of a lot.
Yeah, no doubt. David Montgomery is another guy
on
the same team, you know.
Yeah.
Because they haven't figured out exactly how they're going to utilize both of them yet, and maybe you can get you a David Montgomery that's sitting on somebody's bench right now while they're waiting for him to be the player that they thought he was going to be as a wide receiver. I mean, say a running back three, a running back four. You can peel him off for a relatively low price right now.
I think he's going to be the way that they go for most of the time anyway.
He's playing the game too fast.
Yeah, I think they view Tariq Cohen more as a gadget player.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Bears have plenty of those guys too anyway.
A lot of those.
And I think they're looking for more of a traditional running back, and that's where David Montgomery, he's been getting more carries of late. He's been getting a little bit more production as time goes on, too.
Right,
so
right.
He's picking it up. So David Montgomery is definitely, you know,
here's the other thing.
Someone you should have in your radar.
Since we're talking Bears, too, there wasn't any major fantasy injuries this week, but there is a guy in Mitch Trubisky that you kind of streamed.
Mm-hmm.
You had him as you know, depending on the matchup, you may have started him once or twice already this season. But Mitch is probably going to miss – well, he's definitely going to miss the game against the Raiders this weekend. Then they have a bye week. Chase Daniels might be a nice flyer for you this week. They're in London. They're taking on the Raiders. And nobody has Chase Daniels on their roster right now.
No, very few.
But here's a guy that
he looked good.
He's very limited.
Yeah.
But he can get rid of football with quickness, and he knows this offense. Yeah. He's been in this offense at three different stops in his career, and – He's out there. Just since we were talking about Bears,
right.
Here's a guy maybe you can get for 1 week as they're going to London and taking on the Raiders that have been inconsistent on defense, and they lost their middle linebacker for the season, which we'll talk about in just a minute. But there's a guy, Chase Daniels, could be out there if you're looking for a streamer, maybe even replace him at Stafford for 1 week. He could be your guy. But when we talk about trades, the one thing I will emphasize, don't be too anxious. We talked about value in our preseason. We're going to continue to talk about value during the regular season. Don't fall in love with a guy that is on another team's roster and mortgage the farm for him.
Yeah.
You're going to regret it because it also hurts your depth, as we've been talking about, as you're going into bye weeks and getting into the meat of the bye weeks within the next few weeks. So don't be too anxious.
This is just like real life, too.
Yes.
Don't put too much value on this.
That's right.
You know?
That's right.
This episode is going to turn into a Dave Ramsey episode very quickly. don't put too much value on that. Don't buy that boat.
No, no, no.
That's not boat money.
Save for the boat.
Yeah, save for the boat. You should be able to pay for three boats.
Oh, man. Oh, I like that. The Dave Ramsey thing.
Right.
You know, speaking of the Raiders, Vontaze Burfict is something I want to hit on real quick. He may have very well played his last down
good
in the NFL. His hit on Jack Doyle while he was down on one knee.
Inexcusable.
It is. It's dirty. He's been suspended twice in the past for hits. He's put guys out for playoffs. And they missed regular season games as well. Vontaze Burfict, Yeah, he probably has played his last down. Because much like Chuck Cecil, for people that remember Chuck Cecil when he played for the Cardinals, he's leading with the helmet and knocking guys out cold.
He was considered one of the dirtiest players in the game.
It would have worked. So. Chuck Cecil would have been almost a Hall of Famer had he played in the 60s, 70s, and early 80s when you could do that.
Right.
But you can't do that anymore.
No.
And Vontaze Burfict. The game has passed you by because you continue to do it. You don't get it, and you're going to kill somebody. Or you're going to really hurt somebody if the NFL lets you do it, so you might be done.
Did Doyle get hurt on that?
Yeah, he was pretty banged up.
I would imagine.
Well, it was a helmet to helmet, so.
Yeah, I mean, he definitely got his bell rung.
That's a definition of being a defenseless player. He was down on one knee.
Yeah.
All you had to do was tap him or whatever. He was not getting back up.
Yeah, the play was done, so. Yeah.
Vontaze Burfict.
I'm happy to see that guy go. all the talent in the world and a 10-cent brain.
Exactly. That's exactly it. He does have talent and a good middle linebacker when he plays clean.
Yeah.
When he plays clean.
Right. That's a guy who, way back when, should have been a first-round draft pick.
Yeah.
Went undrafted.
Yeah.
Because of basically being a jerk.
And made himself
on the field.
Yeah.
So
made himself a man, though.
Yeah.
Made himself a man.
So.
But again, he probably's gonna miss. I mean, he's probably at the end of his rope with the NFL, especially the commissioner's office. We'll see.
Yeah.
Time to do some thrills and some kills because I have a lot of thrills. I think I've almost twice as many thrills as I have kills this week. So it's gonna be interesting as we get into thrills and kills right from the get go. Here's a guy that's been consistent. We've talked about him a little bit, but Jarvis Landry, Jim, 10 targets, 167 yards on 8 receptions. We talk about the big two receivers, but he's really been the more consistent as Odell Beckham Jr. Has been inconsistent. He didn't have that great of a game this past weekend.
They've been using him as a decoy.
As he should.
Yeah, which opens things up for Jarvis Landry and opens things up for Nick Chubb, who also had a monster game.
Yeah, yeah.
Three touchdowns, 165 yards rushing. I mean, just huge game for Nick Chubb and for Jarvis Landry. But, yeah, look for that in the future as far as for all you OBJ owners. They're using him as a decoy right now because that's what's working.
Well, he's already been one of the most targeted receivers throughout his career.
Yeah.
Even back to his days in Miami.
I mean, he is a superstar.
Well, but also look at this. He's had 7 or more targets in each game so far this season. Now, his production hasn't been, 8 receptions, 167 yards, but he's been steady. Mm-hmm. And Baker Mayfield has thrown him the ball pretty consistently. Like I said, 7 receptions, 7-plus receptions in all throughout the whole season already, each game. So expect more out of Jarvis Landry for definitely week 4. He was a thrill for you.
Show me the money!
Jarvis Landry in single coverage, man. Why would he not throw it to him?
And since you mentioned it, let's stay on the same team. Nick Chubb also thrilled you. 20 rushes, 165 yards, 3 touchdowns, as Jim mentioned. Also 3 catches for 18 yards. So PPR leagues, you were loving Nick Chubb. He did have 4 targets in this game. But that 88-yard touchdown run, which is the second longest touchdown in the NFL so far this year, you were waiting for Nick Chubb to have a game like this.
He had it.
He had it. Yeah, no, you're absolutely loving it if you have Nick Chubb.
Against a pretty solid defense, too. So
No, I mean, they weren't not a slouch.
Yeah, so.
But we'll see if he can do it again.
Yeah.
But for week 4, Nick Chubb definitely thrilled you.
Yeah, baby.
Hey, speaking of solid running backs this week, how about that Wayne Gallman?
Yeah, not too shabby for. If you went out and got him, he was.
I'm just gonna dig into this crow over here.
He got a touchdown. He did pretty decent in the run game, catch game.
Yeah, touchdown, both catching and running.
Yeah, so if you went out and got him, and you spent the money and you got him, you definitely pay instant dividends. Wayne Gallman, and expect to see more out of Wayne as the season goes on.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
Can I? Admit something?
Uh-oh. Of course, you being a Giants fan and also the anti-Wayne Gallman guy, we were talking about this.
And it wasn't unheralded. You know, it wasn't that I didn't have proof.
Right.
I did use Wayne Gallman on a DraftKings.
Well, it's okay. That's why you have daily leagues.
That's right.
Yeah, that's why you can You can pick him up and see how he does and say, that worked.
Right. So
what didn't work, as we go into the kill side, is Calvin Ridley. Six targets, three receptions, 32 yards. I mean, while other guys on the Falcons had big games like Sanu and Austin Hooper, they thrived. But Ridley, who's supposed to be a bona fide number two in this offense, he's already had one good week in week one, and then he's killed you ever since then. He needs to be more consistent. I mean, they're going to be throwing the ball around a lot until they get their running game situated. But Calvin Ridley's got to do more.
Yeah,
you want more out of him, and he's almost to the point where now you just don't know what you're going to get from week to week to week with Calvin Ridley, which is a shame because he has an immense amount of talent. We've seen that when he came out of Alabama. He's shown flashes of it. He just hasn't been consistent with it, and he killed you in week four.
No!
Thrills? Well, we knew this offense was going to click. We didn't know when, but again, we know that Bruce Arians knows offense.
Mm-hmm.
And Jameis Winston is starting to get it. Jameis Winston got it to the tune of 28 of 41, 385 yards passing, four touchdowns, one pick against the Rams. Not a slouch defense.
Not a slouch defense. Lighting the Rams up for 55 points, Tampa Bay did this weekend.
No.
I mean, granted, their defense is garbage.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, in the last two games, they've given up, what, 32 and 40, respectively.
Yeah, but they still have one of the best defensive tackles in the game.
They still do have Ndamukong Suh.
Pockets. All right, here, ruined Drew Brees' whole season for now.
Hell, Ndamukong Suh wound up on the scoreboard, too, with a touchdown.
See, yeah.
Big guy getting a touchdown. Absolutely. Jameis Winston is clicking right now.
And here's another thing. Expect him to have more of the same or three similar games like this. He started out slow. But upcoming schedule is at New Orleans and then at home against Carolina before the bye week. So it's quite possible that as Winston gets more familiar with the Bruce Arians offense, we see more games like this where he's more consistent. Oh, this the other thing. It's a contract year for Jameis.
In case you forgot.
Yes. Contract year, number one overall draft pick from 4 years ago.
Jameis wants some paper.
He wants more paper.
More paper.
Well, he definitely thrills you as the number one quarterback in fantasy in week four.
Show me the money!
And then there's a guy that's on the same field as Jameis. I might as well be in a completely different galaxy. And that's O.J. Howard.
Yep.
Three receptions, just 33 yards. He has caught 10 of the 12 passes thrown his way so far this year for 132 yards. But he is well below the production level that we thought that O.J. Howard was going to have when he came out of college. And especially this season where we really thought he's going to click in the Bruce Arians offense.
Right. How many did you say? 10 catches?
So far this year, 10 catches on 12 targets.
We are heading into week five. O.J. Howard has 10 catches
for 132 yards.
He's
almost.
I'm looking at one of my teams right now.
Yeah,
just sitting there like a lump that needs to be sliced.
But you can't.
And of course, and that's the thing. If I go and cut him, this is where he's going to break out.
Oh yeah.
Because that's just my luck. But also, it upsets something in the cosmos for everybody.
But he's almost unplayable unless you're in a tight end. You're in a league that you have to start a tight end every week. And even then, there's other guys that's out there probably on your waiver wire. They're probably going to get you more consistency. I'm going to bring up one now.
Okay.
Will Dissly.
Hey!
A guy that we keep saying this. I cannot stress this to you enough. That if you have a tight end going against the Arizona Cardinals defense, you start him.
Start him.
Will Dissly, 7 catches, 57 yards, and a touchdown against the Arizona Cardinals.
I picked him up this week on my waiver wire, and man, did that pay off.
And let me tell you that this is not just a one-time deal. In his 8-game career, he already has 27 catches, 337 yards, and 6 touchdowns, which would be even better, except for he's missed some time with injury in these games.
Yeah.
He's already had 50-plus yards receiving in 5 of his 8 games so far in his young career. Will Dissly is a guy that should be picked up in just about every league because he's getting you especially if you have to start a tight end, and you have a guy like O.J. Howard who's haven't been getting you the production. Will Disley loves him some Wilson.
Yeah.
And Wilson loves him some Will Disley.
Right. The Seahawks traded Will Starrett.
Yep.
Got rid of him. Yep. They did re-sign Luke Wilson, which kind of made me scratch my head. But then I was like, yep. Oh, wait, they probably need some tight end depth.
You need another guy.
They need another tight end.
Right.
So, I mean,
Will Disley's the number one.
Yeah, Will Disley is definitely the number one. If he's sitting out there for some reason in your league, first mm-hmm. of all, shame on your league.
Well.
Shame on it.
Well.
And
he's not a name brand, but he should be.
No, he's not. He absolutely should be, though.
He should be. If you look at his numbers the first part of his career, he should be. I mentioned it.
And that's kind of where you get some of that East Coast bias, too, because you just don't hear, right. You know, unless it's Russell Wilson, you're not hearing a whole heck of a lot about Seattle.
Exactly.
So.
But Will Disley continues to thrill, and he definitely thrills you in week four.
Show me the money!
And don't forget, he gets the Cardinals again.
Yeah, later on this year. you've been waiting for Kerryon Johnson. A lot of teams have drafted him early on as an RB1 or 2. He finally came through for you. Kerryon Johnson against the Chiefs, 26 rushes, 125 yards. Also had 2 receptions, 32 yards on just 3 targets. He is going to get better. Oh, you know, he got up to a slow start. He is averaging 20 touches a game. Mm-hmm. And when it continue to pay off, because he's getting that amount of touches, which may even increase as they get into the season, they're on a bye week this week, our Detroit Lions. But Kerryon Johnson, he thrills you, and I guarantee he's going to throw you again as long as he continues to get 20 touches or more a game. Kerryon Johnson getting it done in week 4.
Yeah, baby! Yeah.
Keep an eye on him, too, because he may wind up out there for you, and you may be able to swoop in and get him because somebody has a Kerryon Johnson.
Right, right.
But is looking to fill that spot for the bye week and mm-hmm. thinking, oh, well, he's on a bye.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to pick him up. That's where you swoop in and...
You better believe it.
Get him.
I almost did it with Gordon. Guy just frustrated because Gordon hadn't played,
mm-hmm.
dropped him, and I was like, ugh.
Oh, you totally should have.
I know, but I'm also... you only get to carry, in this league, you only get to carry 4 running backs.
Okay.
And one of my backups is Miles Sanders. And I was worried about the Austin Eckler situation.
Yeah,
because Eckler's been as productive.
I was too, because yeah. I've had Austin Eckler on a couple of my teams too.
Yeah, I mean, I thought about it, but I really would have regretted had I picked him up and started him this week coming up, and somebody was more productive that was on my bench.
Right,
like a Mac. I have Mac. And, you know, you always start McCaffrey.
Right. Max, you got
solid.
Yeah. You might even be able to get some points on him on his bye week.
Yeah.
That's how good Christian McCaffrey is.
No doubt. So I'm sure I'm going to regret it later on this year, one game. But, yeah, that's inside the mind of Craig. I mean, I had a chance to get Gordon, and I just couldn't pull the trigger on it.
Man.
Another guy that actually did kill you, though, that might have been in your starting lineup and on your team is Adrian Peterson. His head coach hates him. His head coach is probably going to get fired pretty quick.
Yeah. How it hasn't happened yet, I don't know.
But for a guy that has almost, I mean, it's Adrian Peterson. He's a Hall of Famer. He had 11 rushes, 28 yards. He's only averaging 2.7 yards per carry this year. His coach hates him. Did I mention that? And the schedule is not in his favor coming up either.
No.
New England. Then at Miami. Probably have a decent game. At Miami. And then San Fran. It's another tough one. Just unreliable. Adrian Peterson is at the end of his career. Getting old sucks.
Yeah.
And watching Adrian Peterson on that team.
Man.
Getting those touches, 11 rushes. It's not going to work.
You big dummy.
So before my wedding, I did a Just for Men treatment on my hair.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just going to admit it right now.
Wow.
And it's supposed to hold for 8 weeks, right?
Yeah.
And so I'm watching the Giants game last weekend.
Uh-oh.
And I get up, go to the bathroom, and I look in the mirror, and it hasn't been 8 weeks since I got married.
Oh, no, it was just a week and a half ago.
But I'm starting to see some of that gray coming back. Adrian Peterson is making me go gray again.
He's just got him.
It's not, I don't even have him on any of my teams.
Then why is he making you turn gray?
Just watching him. just watching them on TV in the games. It's just like, oh my God,
stop watching them.
I should
have. Just watch the Giants. Don't, just because they're on the same field, I mean, you have to watch both teams.
That's a good point. Why was I not diving into the M&M Bowl?
Yeah, just ride with me on that one. Another guy that thrills you and possibly could have thrilled you for, he probably won't thrill you again for at least for 1 week, and that's Davante Adams. The Thursday night game, he was a force for the Eagles. For the Packers. 10 receptions, 180 yards, 15 targets. They simply could not guard him. But Terp Toe could. Pulled him out of the game late. He had a huge game, though, on Thursday Night Football. Davante Adams thrilled you. And then, like I said, the Terp Toe, he didn't show up to practice yesterday. He wasn't on the field. We'll see. You have to monitor this if you have Davante Adams all week long. We know he's your number one wide receiver in a lot of leagues, and that hurts. But at least he came through with a monster performance for you before he went out with the Terp Toe in week 4.
Show me the money!
And then a kill. But a guy that just last week was a thrill because he led the league in targets.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Keenan Allen.
Yeah.
He had 17 targets last week. We talked about it, how he's just been thrilling you, being so consistent. And then, 5 receptions, 48 yards on 6 targets. Far cry from 17 targets the week before. He averaged 24 fantasy points through the first 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And he missed a golden opportunity against the Miami Dolphins to have a huge game because they were all banged up where the Chargers. They had 2 other wide receivers that he lines up with. They were both out with injuries. And Keenan just didn't get it done. So Keenan Allen this week, unfortunately, he killed you.
No!
I expect the rebound, but for this weekend,
it was one of those weeks.
Yeah,
every guy's going to have one of those weeks for you.
Yeah,
no matter what the player. I mean, hell, I had Dak Prescott as a quarterback on one of my teams.
Looking on fire.
I still wound up winning that game,
right,
by like 10, 15 points, but Dak only had, like, in this league anyway, 5.7 points, which is
not good.
Yeah. Yeah. 223, an interception, didn't account for a whole heck of a lot.
No. One more thrill, and this is a guy that has been on the kill list as well because of his 3 fumbles early on the season, which is uncommon for Chris Carson, who went through his entire collegiate career without even losing a fumble.
Right.
He did bounce back big time primarily because Rashard Perry was out with the hamstring injury. 22 rushes, 104 yards. He also had 4 catches for 41 yards. He's definitely out of Pete Carroll's doghouse, and he didn't put the ball on the ground, which makes it even better.
Yeah.
Rashard Perry is going to come back. But if Chris Carson comes back to the form and continues to produce like this,
they'll find a role for him.
They will definitely find a role for him and keep on feeding the rock as week 4. Chris Carson definitely, definitely thrills you, and we expect more out of him going forward.
Yeah, baby. Yeah.
One final kill, and this is a team kill.
Okay.
Because we hadn't seen this before. But we've been talking about the chef of the week, the chief of the week.
Yeah.
As far as the wide receivers, well, all 3 of them failed you this week. Sammy Watkins, 3 receptions, just 54 yards on 6 targets. And he also had a fumble, so that hurt too. Miko Hardman, nice round number. He has as many catches as we did, as Jim and I did, sitting in the studio.
Yeah.
And then DeMarcus Robinson, 4 catches, 35 yards. The Chiefs receivers, it should have been a tougher matchup, but they barely squeaked out a win, and the wide receiver in production was just underwhelming as Mahomes struggled against
get a touchdown defense this week.
Yeah, really tough. But really tough on receivers is you didn't know which one to start for the Chiefs. Come to find out, you wish you wouldn't have started any of them.
You big dummy.
They all killed you.
Yeah. That was a weird game, too.
It was. It came down right to the last drive.
Yeah. Like I was not expecting to see so much Shady McCoy.
I saw a shootout on paper, and it didn't work out that way.
So
it really didn't, but it worked out for owners of Kerryon Johnson, though.
Yeah.
Big time. He carried the load. And there was a Kenny Golladay sighting.
Yes, there was.
He rebounded from his two-catch, 19-yard performance from week three. He actually had a pretty decent game, as he is. He was going to rebound.
Right.
He knew that was going to happen. It's time, guys, to hit the waiver wire. What we do at the waiver wire, we look at some guys that may be out there that could help you either this week or in coming weeks. And we start right from the gate with a guy that's been on our waiver wire before, and that's Andy Dalton. Yes, I know that Andy Dalton that you saw last night, which was horrible. Ooh, on Sunday night.
Monday
night. But you might need him. I mean, I know he only had 2 fantasy points in week 4. But he has a favorable matchup this week against the Arizona Cardinals,
hey!
Who are 31st in the league against opposing quarterbacks. But before this, he was averaging 21.3 fantasy points prior to the stink bomb that he threw on Monday night.
I will put an addendum to Andy Dalton on the waiver wire. If Tyler Eifert's out there, especially this week.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
because, as you know, the moral of our story this season so far, tight ends against the Arizona Cardinals.
Right. And I was going to get to that in just a little bit, but he's exactly right. I mean, because Tyler Eifert, unfortunately, due to injury, his career has been sidetracked. Now, even in last night's game, he should have had a catch for a touchdown.
Yeah.
Got both his hands on it, just couldn't haul it in. But
right.
Tyler Eifert has, the most favorable matchup for tight ends in the league this year. Against the Arizona defense, the Cardinals defense that has allowed a touchdown to every single tight end that they have faced this season. Hockenson, Andrews, Hayden Hurst, Greg Olsen, and as we mentioned before, Will Dissly. 6 total touchdowns to different tight ends that they face, and each one they face so far has caught one. So, yes, Tyler Eifert is probably on your waiver wire, and especially if you have to start a tight end, this is a good week to go out and get you a Tyler Eifert, the former Notre Dame product.
You know, we keep hammering on it. Have the Cardinals figured out that they're a sieve on defense to tight ends?
They still have a lot. They have a lot. I mean, remember,
I know this Cardinal team is definitely in a rebuilding stage.
Well, also remember, they're missing their number one defensive player in Patrick Peterson.
Yeah.
I mean, he takes out
he does
an entire number one receiver for the opposing team.
Yeah, he does.
And they're missing him right now.
Yeah.
So they don't have that much talent in the secondary right now. When they get Patrick Peterson back, this may change a little bit. But for now, start every tight end against the
Ride Arizona that Cardinals. Wave. Ride that wave.
Another guy that may possibly be on your waiver wire if you're in a smaller league, that's Mason Rudolph. He had a great game on Monday. It's in a favorable matchup. And he has another one against a Baltimore team that has allowed more than 340 yards passing.
Whew.
3 games in a row. To Murray, Mahomes, and Mayfield. Could be another one this week. Mason Rudolph looks comfortable. He really looked comfortable. If you look at some of the things they're doing in their offense that they can do that they couldn't do under the previous quarterback regime.
Right.
Mason Rudolph is younger and more athletic and getting it done. And I expect him to have another big game against a Baltimore team that I mentioned that has struggled against the pass so far this year. So if he's out there, pick him up, and I say pick him up and keep him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you can't go wrong.
I mean, he's going to pay off later down the season, too, if you have one of those unfavorable matchups for, say, a Dak Prescott or, whoever you can think of, quite honestly. Dak Prescott just being on one of my teams, that's why I'm mentioning him. Or Patrick Mahomes, even. If the defensive matchup for him doesn't work out in your favor, Mason Rudolph, a bad replacement.
Or we also say, we've been talking about trades, if a guy happens to already have Mahomes, or a good quarterback, and he picked up Mason Rudolph off the waiver wire, here's a good time to look at a trade.
Yep.
Because Mason's going to be in a pretty innovative offense, and he's not going to be flustered. We already see this. The guy's poised, and he's 6'4", 6'5", and has some mobility, and has a cannon for an arm.
Yeah.
Another guy to look at who, again, had a miserable week four, but I expect him to rebound. And that's Kyle Allen. Yeah, I know what he did against Houston last week. But he had a chance to rebound against the Jaguars defense that's 21st against opposing quarterbacks. And, oh, by the way, Jaguars are still going to be without Jalen Ramsey, looks like, as this baby gate slash I don't want to play for this team anymore.
Slash ouch, my back.
Yeah. So Kyle Allen, another favorable matchup, especially if Jalen Ramsey does not play for the Jaguars this week, I'd put him in there. Especially if you have a guy on a bye or looking for if you're doing the streaming quarterback thing, this week Kyle Allen, I expect to rebound. And since we've been talking a little bit about the Steelers, let's talk about one other guy, and that's Jalen Samuels. He ran the Wildcat last night.
Right.
10 carries, 26 yards. Also, 8 receptions for 57 yards on 8 targets. They're trying to get Connor and Samuel on the field at the same time. And this means even more volume for the backup running back for the Steelers. And they're at home against Baltimore. We already mentioned how this favorable matchup for Mason Rudolph. It's also a pretty good matchup for Samuels as they try to integrate both their running backs to be on the field more.
I like it. If I had to pick one,
yeah,
who would you pick?
As far as the running backs?
No. Just of those two guys. If you had one spot to fill, do you go Mason Rudolph? Do you go Jamal Samuels?
Oh, Mason.
Mason.
He's starting quarterback on a team and that's more comfortable. But if you needed a flex, he'd be a nice one, Samuels would be.
Yep.
I'm just saying. He's going to get more volume as the season goes on. We have a bunch of other guys. Jordan Howard. Yeah, I would love to have gotten Tony's take on this.
Yeah.
They're basically split. He's splitting carries. We mentioned it last week with Miles Sanders, but he got the touchdowns.
Who did he piss off? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
I don't know, but Jordan Howard came to play. He had 15 carries, 87 yards, and he's scored a touchdown in back-to-back games now. So Jordan Howard, if you not maybe as a running back, but maybe as a flex.
Yeah, as a flex, an RB3.
Because he's still splitting time, but he's going against the 6 opposing rush defense in the Jets, but he could get that touchdown. I'd love to get Tony's take on it. Tony Costello is off this week with us. He has other things to do, but he says touchdowns are a luxury. But if you have Jordan Howard and you can get that touchdown and he can get 11 carries, 12 carries, whatever, yeah, and get anything close to 70, 60 yards and be a productive back for you, I go out and get him, at least start him as a flex going into week 5.
You're going from Lincoln-style luxury all the way up to Aston Martin-style luxury, which is a whole other echelon altogether.
Yeah, that's true. Ronald Jones III, we continue to say you can't rely on him, and he continues to make us look bad for saying that. He played in 49% of the snaps against the Rams, 19 carries for 70 yards, 1 reception for 12 yards. He is the bell cow right now, but it could change really quickly. That's why we even keep saying it. We put an asterisk right next to Ronald Jones III.
Should I just keep putting some more crow in the oven for us to heat up?
Yeah, because he keeps serving it up till it's cold.
Man,
as Ronald Jones keeps producing.
I mean, it's a good thing I've got this bottle of sriracha.
Yeah,
for this crow.
And he had a couple of long runs, got called back in that game.
Yeah,
against the Rams too.
It's one of those things where he must hear the chatter.
Yeah,
he must hear the chatter. Bruce Arians probably hears the chatter too.
Oh yeah,
and Bruce Arians, being Bruce Arians, just goes, right, here you go, Ronald.
I'm riding with the hot guy.
Yeah, ride that hot hand.
Let's see what we got here. Geronimo Allison's another wide receiver
that
may be out there for you. As he mentioned, that Davante Adams went out with the turf toe on Thursday night, did not practice yesterday. Geronimo Allen had 4 targets, 3 catches, 52 yards, and a nice touchdown catch against Phillies. He actually had back-to-back catches on that drive, and the second one was for a nice touchdown. Geronimo Allison could be out there on your waiver wire, or could be deep on somebody's bench that has 2-3 good wide receivers, and you could use Geronimo Allison, as looks like he's going to get more targets going into week 5. So
yeah,
another guy You can target one way or the other. You can target him on the waiver wire or in trade.
Yeah, with Davante Adams going out. Why not? Keep your eye on him. Yeah. Keep your eye on him.
Dontrell Inman played 74% of the snaps last week with Mike Williams and Travis Benjamin out. He had 7 targets, 5 catches, 77 yards. Dontrell Inman probably is out there on the waiver wire. You have to kind of monitor the injuries to Mike Williams and Travis Benjamin. But 74% of snaps, he was out there. And he could get a lot more of the snaps this coming week as well. And here's a guy that you haven't heard about because he's been suspended for the first 4 games, Jim. But he's coming back this week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Antonio Callaway. You heard a lot about him throughout the season last year as he is with the Cleveland Browns. He's still there. He returns from a 4-game suspension. And Jarvis Landry is in concussion protocol. And Rashard Higgins has missed the last 3 games.
I thought you were going to go with Golden Tate.
Well, we mentioned Golden last week. Yeah. Yeah, I kind of don't want to rehash that. That's why I went the Antonio Callaway way, which you're right, along with Golden Tate.
I could have sworn you were going to go with Golden Tate there.
No, but again, you kind of got to monitor the situation with Luke Landry, who we mentioned was a definite thrill for you this week.
Yeah.
But he is in concussion protocol, and Antonio Callaway, who he was a thrill for us last season, could easily do it again. As, again, they've been using OBJ as a decoy, and Joku's still out. We don't know when he's going to come back and play again, but here's a kid that's out there that not a lot of people are looking at. They're probably looking at picking up a Golden Tate and overlooking Antonio Callaway. This is a guy that you could pick up on the cheap, off the waiver wire. Not a lot of people are talking about him, and then wait for him to flourish for you in week 5.
Right. Put in a claim on both of those guys.
Yeah.
Both Golden Tate and Antonio Callaway, because somebody's going to pick up one of them on a claim for either one of them.
Yeah.
So it all just kind of comes down to what your waiver order is and if, you know, just stack those up.
And Nyheim Hines is how we're going to close out on the waiver wire. Because Marlon Mack is questionable with the ankle injury, and the Colts could be in also playing from behind as they take on the Chiefs on Sunday. He is the bona fide third down back for the Indianapolis Colts, and we'll see more time. He played 45% of snaps against the Raiders last week. He has 6 targets. He had 39 yards receiving. But if they're playing from behind or it's a shootout, expect Hines to be out there. And even more, if you monitor the Marlon Mack situation, if Marlon Mack doesn't play, Hines is probably your starter.
Yeah.
And they use him a lot in the passing game. And he'll get a lot more touches depending on what happens with the Marlon Mack situation. So that's another kid in Hines that we should keep an eye on the waiver wire going into this week. And now it's a 2-minute warning now, and we like to do – it's more comfortable to do a 2-minute warning because they don't have to pick.
Right, exactly.
when Tony's here. But this week, as we start the 2-minute warning
– we broke Tony last week. Maybe that's why he's off this
Tony
week.
Tony has been working a lot. If you follow Tony Zillo on Twitter, he needs to get reacquainted with his family going into week 5.
Yeah, this is one of those things. Yeah, fantasy football is fun, but don't lose your family over it. And we may have been pushing Tony just a touch. We might have been like the one thing that's kind of pushing him over the edge.
Yeah, when the dog is barking because you're walking in and not because he knows you.
Right.
But because he thinks you're a stranger.
If you're unfamiliar to the dog, that's not a good sign.
It's time to take a night off. Yeah. And so we had to give our buddy the Godfather the night off. But yes, let's get into the 2-minute warning. I'm going to give you a matchup, and you're going to tell me who you pick.
Okay.
And then I'll give myself a matchup. And I have to pick one. This way, you don't have to do all the picks, buddy.
This seems fair.
We're starting off with Russell Wilson at home against the Rams, or your buddy Dak Prescott at home against Green Bay.
Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson. Okay. Okay. Interesting. I have Phillip Rivers at home versus Denver, or Jimmy Garoppolo coming out the bye against the Browns. Tough one. I say Rivers only because he's so familiar with the Denver Broncos.
Yeah.
He's had some good games with them. I mean against them. He's at home too. So he's not traveling to Denver. He will later on this year.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll take Phillip Rivers at home and hoping also that the Allen has another big game. And oh, by the way, they're back to full strength at running back. So it's gonna be really interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna take Phillip Rivers. For you, I love this. You get to pick between.
Is this the one where I go for 2 minutes and just go nothing?
No, but I will say you're going to be picking between Beowulf, Gardner Minshew at Carolina, or, it's been talked about a lot on this show, Mason Rudolph at home against the Baltimore Ravens.
I go Beowulf.
Really?
Yeah, I'm on the Beowulf bandwagon.
Okay. If you
happen to see me on Twitter on Sunday,
yeah,
I was all about Beowulf.
The Beowulf Kool-Aid, huh?
have you noticed the mustache is getting even more?
As he wins, it's just getting longer.
Yeah, it's getting
full Fu Manchu. Yeah,
it's getting longer and it's getting weirder.
For like week 13.
I love it.
I have Chris Carson at home against the Rams or Leonard Fournette, who had. He finally got his touches, 29 of them last week. This time he's at Carolina. I don't expect Leonard to get that many touches this week, though.
I don't either. That's a lot of touches.
Chris Carson, Rashard Penny, is he coming? Man, this is, I'm going to stick with Chris. I'm going to go with Chris at home against the Rams. Only for the aspect they are going to throw in the ball a little bit more. And I think he's a more polished receiver than Leonard Fournette at Carolina. I'm taking Chris Carson in this one to keep the train going, buddy.
All righty.
Oh, man, it just works out this way that you get to pick between
how ironic
your new guy, Wayne Gallman, at home against the Vikings or Ronald Jones III in New Orleans taking on the Saints. Are you riding the Wayne train?
It just so happened to work out this way that I get Wayne Gallman or Ronald Jones.
I didn't know who was going to go first, even.
A guy that I personally rode off last week in historic fashion.
Get back on that horse, buddy.
Against a guy who we both have written off in historic fashion.
Yeah, true. Very true.
I'm going with Jones because that Minnesota defense, I think, is going to be a little bit tough to handle for Wayne Gallman.
Yeah, we'll see.
I also think along the same lines, this is going to be that game where Danny Dimes gets punched in the mouth.
By the Vikes.
So yeah. So let's see how he reacts. Same thing with Wayne Gallman.
All right. I have Emmanuel Sanders at Chicago or Josh Brown taking on the Titans. It's a tough one. But I'm going to go with John Brown in this one at Titans. Chicago is playing too tough a defense right now. They're stymieing the quarterbacks.
That was
all
impressive.
Over the place.
That was impressive on
Sunday. I can't feel comfortable about Emmanuel Sanders. So I'm going with John Brown against the Titans. And then
Kwiatkowski.
Yeah, I know.
Where did they get that guy from?
Well, he's been there all along. He's on with the team like 4 or 5 years.
Just, really?
Yeah, he's always been there.
He's just getting his time in the sun now.
Okay,
and
it was a good matchup for Kwiatkowski because they are running right at him.
Yeah.
He's not a good lateral movement guy. He's going to be terrible in coverage, but for that matchup, he was absolutely perfect for last week taking on the Vikings.
He just pancaked Dalvin Cook on that one play, too.
Yeah.
That one play that keeps getting replayed and replayed and replayed.
Kind of what he does.
Whew.
Your matchup is either Christian Kirk at Cincinnati or Marquise Brown in Pittsburgh against the Steelers.
Mm.
I know.
Yeah.
And that's supposed to be easy.
No.
Do we need like a 3-minute warning for you?
No. Kirk against Cincinnati.
Kirk against Cincinnati.
I don't know why it took that long to.
I think Kyler Murray's gonna have a good game, and Kirk's one of his guys. So I think this is a good matchup for Murray, hence good matchup for Christian Kirk. So I like that with you. And that is the close of the 2-minute warning. And also the close of our show. Yes, trying to get you ready for week 5. Of course, if you have any questions, as you're trying to get your lineup together, you can always go on Twitter and tweet at us at RosterDocsWSVT. All your questions, we try to put up stuff throughout the week to make your fantasy lives a little bit more interesting. We are on there a lot. So if you're sitting up at 3 o'clock in the morning and you have a fantasy question because you can't sleep, you can put it out there and one of us will probably respond.
One of us will get to it eventually.
Because I don't sleep hardly at all, so it makes it a lot easier.
You are awfully awfully bat-like.
Yeah, it's from doing morning radio for so long.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Anyway, guys, we appreciate you checking out our podcast, The Roster Doctors. Of course, as I just mentioned, you can check it out on Twitter at RosterDocsWSVT. And also, we appreciate WSVT Radio for having us on each and every week as we get you ready for each and every week of fantasy football. And we'll do it again next week right here at WSVTRadio.com. You guys have a great week. We appreciate you listening.
Later.